Give me some quick lines on what you expect 2011 to be like.
Well, you know, this is the year, the duality that we live in. That's how we you know, make reason out of the life that we live. This is a year to build or to break down. It can be a great manufacturing year. Unfortunately, maybe not in the United States, but worldwide.
Right.
And I see many inventions, many breakthroughs. I also see an increase in terrorism, especially in Asia. I see some rough times in Somalia between March 19th and May 10th, where there can be war increases. I also see that, you know, March is going to have a lot of flooding, a lot of water problems. May will have a lot of losses in people and things. I also see in Indonesia a lot of drama, which could also come from flooding or earthquakes between March 14th and June 25th.
Do you see anything dramatic with science, any breakthroughs?
Oh, a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of possibilities, and hopefully there are investors and Wall Street backing some new manufacturing ideas here in the United States. That's what will open the doors for the unemployed, I think.
Joseph, I'm seeing, and I don't know why, but I'm feeling some kind of major space-type event this year. I don't know if it'll be, you know, a solar blast from the sun or you know, a mini asteroid hitting the planet. I just feel something weird coming from space, and I don't know why I feel that way.
Well, your intuition is usually right. I see us getting closer and closer to disclosure. I think the other countries, Britain, France, Brazil, Mexico, which have revealed, are almost putting pressure on the United States to do that. It's almost as if they say, come on, you know, we're doing it. Why don't you guys do it? I also saw that when George Bush visited the Pope, soon after that, the Pope mentioned that he was open to visitation.
Right.
It was right after that. So I think there's something going on underneath, you know, there are certain days when I think we're more likely. I have it on my website this week. But, you know, January 5th, March 18th, just in the next month, in January 31st, we might see some UFO action. But I don't know. You know, a lot of people are sent to jail on circumstantial evidence, and there's so much circumstantial evidence that we've been visited. I don't see why the scientific community and the media doesn't accept it more.
I had a lot of people over the weekend, they've been watching Ancient Aliens on the History Channel, which I'm a very small part of, but it's getting a lot of notoriety. People are beginning to take notice of what might be out there. And, you know, I'm not sure about disclosure yet. I don't think governments will disclose. I think if it comes, it may come from strong whistleblowers and people
or
like
an event
that.
Happening.
Or an event, something might happen.
Unmistakable event happening.
Where they can't deny it anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
if Jesus came down to Yankee Stadium, there would still be doubters, right?
There would be doubters. Well, first of all, the people who weren't there would be doubters.
Right.
And then a lot of people would think it was some kind of stunt, right?
Right.
So that's
I also want to mention Russia. Russia looks quite in a really heavy time, January 20th through March 20th, by the way. They're either victims of terrorism or they're creating all sorts of criminal problems with their neighbors, Ukraine and Belarusia and all of that. So there's some stress and militant and criminal action going on January 28th through March 20th.
What about North Korea? Do you see anything there?
You know, I didn't peek at North Korea, but that's going to be vulnerable all along. I think, you know, they're acting out because he wants his son to look good, you know, when he dies, Kim Jong-il.
I have a feeling both of them might get tossed if they keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, it's very possible that the generals will get together and say, "Well, let's get rid of this kid and let's start eating food for a change."
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen. My prediction is that they're going to oust the son when the old man passes on.
Yeah.
And that the generals are then going to try to negotiate with South Korea some kind of merging again.
Yeah, he looks like a spoiled brat who's totally unaware of the world. I mean, that's what he looks like. I read pictures, but I'm not for a living, you know, because that's not what you do in a reading.